Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, I'm really excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to the one and only number 71, Charles Mann.
71.
Charles, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, JP?
What's up, brother?
Is Brian there?
Yeah.
Or is he on the golf course?
Nah, Charles, man, I don't play that much golf.
Baloney.
Played last night. I mean, yesterday.
Okay.
What's going
on? I hit him
okay.
Okay, all right.
Apparently better than Leon Duncan, if you know LD. Charles, I don't think it's a secret. You know, we always love having you on the program, but with all the RFK Stadium news of late, it's been pretty cool to talk to some guys that played in that stadium and knew what that was all about.
My experience was about.
You know, I'm curious just kind of your reaction to all the news this week about the Commanders possibly getting back to a rebuilt, revisioned RFK.
I'm really excited about it. And, I ride by the old RFK at least, you know, every couple of months or so I'll end up going past it. And it's sad looking at it, the way it is right now. And I just was hoping, you know, and then I know they have soccer fields and other stuff going on around there. My oldest daughter lives on Tennessee Avenue right there in Capitol Hill.
Wow.
And so for them, they're excited because they're, you know, they're new residents. They've been there about 4 years. And they think that the stadium is going to bring value, add value to their homes. And so my son-in-law is very excited. He's a Buffalo Bills fan, though. I'm converting him slowly.
Just keep showing that same ring.
Yes, exactly. I pull it out and show it to him, and he's, oh, man.
You know, you hit
remember you married to my you in the man family now.
There you go.
But y'all, like you hear those, like I hear stories so much about, well, people don't want it around it. You saying like your daughter them, they feel that it bring value to their home. I'm sure other people feel that as well, and also give them more businesses to be able to frequent.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the infrastructure that the Harris Group is going to put around it. The stadium is the stadium, but now these new stadiums, they have all kinds. It's like One Loudoun in Ashburn.
Yeah.
It's like in Fair Oaks. I mean, in Fairfax, they have it's Reston Town Center. It's all that. It's going to be something where you're going to have hotels, shops, restaurants. I mean, that's the exciting part. So. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of building. I know people think that they're not going to get, if you're a contractor or something, you're not going to get any opportunities. Well, guess what? Muriel Bowser and D.C. government don't play. 35% of all the business work that's going to get done in that area is going to be done by local businesses, CBEs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm excited about.
Well, and Charles, don't you I don't know. I wanted to ask you about this as a former player, right? But I think people don't realize how much work you do in the D.C. area now in your post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you transitioned out of football entirely into business. And it's interesting for you. There are critics or opponents of the deal. What would you say to, because some people have legitimate questions. Like, we talked with David Aldridge the other day. And DA's somebody I assume you know, and obviously a friend, and also a really thoughtful, smart person. And there are real questions to this, but that doesn't mean necessarily that it can't happen, right?
I believe there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be people looking at, and there's always, you know, several sides of this to look at. But I think about National Harbor and how that all went down, and that didn't go down in a real good way for contractors and people that live in the community. You know, I remember if you look at the old pictures, and you had to dig deep to find this one, but Art Monk and I had a shovel in the ground along with all the other dignitaries that were there when we were breaking ground at National Harbor. And Art and I never got one piece of business. And we were on a doggone shovel in the ground. It'd get zero. Partly because we weren't connected, and partly because we did not trust the leadership. By the way, that leadership ended up going to prison. And so, you know, so we did the right thing there. Muriel Bowser, though, is the boss. She just is very clever, very sound, astute businesswoman. And, you know, I remember what happened with, the whole Capital One Arena and that leaving for Virginia, and that got nixed, you know. So she is very thoughtful, and I think that they wouldn't have come out and made all this big spectacle if they couldn't get this thing done, if they didn't have the votes somewhere. I know there's two or three council members or whatever that are, you know, on the fence, but I believe this thing is going to get done, and I'm excited about it.
I seem to be leaning towards what you're saying, man. Just, you hear a lot, but we've also been around here long enough, and I know people like to begin to say, oh, you don't live in the city. I don't have to live in the city to know what's going on there. You know,
I'm in the city all the time.
I'm in the city almost every day.
Yeah, I was just over at the Muni the other day, Brian, and I know you were at the Muni, you and JP, doing your. So, I mean, I'm in the city all the time. Now my daughter lives there, so I'm on H Street, walking up and down H Street, spending money on H Street, you know, doing stuff. I live in Ashburn, but I'm in the city all the time.
All the time.
My office is on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, you know, right in Ward 8. I've been there paying tax dollars since 2017. Mm-hmm. So I'm a part of the city.
There you go.
Charles, when you're walking around, how often are people still coming up to you and talking football?
Oh, my God. You know, only in D.C. I'm in Northern Virginia. People are used to seeing us, and, you know, we're not a big deal, and that's fine. But when I go into D.C., you know, people honking their horns or stopping me or, you know, Charles, man.
You're not very small either, though.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
You're not a little dude.
You're 6'6", so you kind of stand out.
I know. They know I did something.
He got to be somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they used to associate me with Patrick Ewing back in the day when I first got here. I'm like, I am not Patrick Ewing.
That's funny.
They know who I am. I'm bald headed now. I ain't got no hair. I used to wear the high top and all this and that, but they still remember me for some reason. I don't know. And I really appreciate that. And I speak to everybody. If you come up to me on the street, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to look you in your eye. I'm going to give you some love because, man, it's been a long time. My kids, my son would always be intrigued. He'd say, Dad, did you know that person? I said, no, I didn't. He said, but he just came up to you. Yeah, well, you know, that's what they do.
I remember I had this national defense poster,
Oh, my God.
And you, yeah. You, as a kid, and you had that high top fade working. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this.
I did have it working. I saved a lot of money for that every week.
Dude, it was sharp. It was sharp.
Now I'm saving all kinds of money, JP. I don't have to spend no money on the hair.
Well, Charles, we have a video producer now on the program named White Brian. And he has an incredibly receding hairline, and we're trying to convince
him. I'm trying to cut his hair.
Yeah, we're just trying to save him some cash and let
play
one of the
Bobby
fellas.
Womack music. We used to call people Bobby Womack, Bobby Wayback.
Charles, I did want to ask you a football one. A lot of angst in Washington that the Commanders didn't address the edge rusher position enough between free agency and then the draft. Obviously, you're a three-time Super Bowl champ, a four-time Pro Bowler, an edge rusher extraordinaire, 83 sacks over the course of your NFL career. Do you think they did enough?
Ten in the playoffs, though, brother.
Hey, that's the regular
those
season.
Ten in the playoffs. Yeah, those ten in the playoffs are very critical.
Let me add, then, 10 in the playoffs in 19 games, including 4.5 sacks in a Super Bowl winning playoff run in 87.
Yeah.
How is that better?
Yeah. Way better. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
No, let me say this. I know Myles Garrett was one at one point. He was one that they were looking at, and that would have been huge. And he took his name off the chart when he re-signed. And, you know, there's going to be young players out there. There's going to be trades. The general manager, Adam Peters, is pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And they're looking. Don't believe that it's over just because they weren't drafted.
Yep.
You know, there's trades, there's somebody on the waivers that got let go for whatever reason. I believe we haven't seen, this team isn't assembled completely yet. I think he's still looking for those pieces, and I think it can still happen between now and training camp or now in the first game.
See, that's
or even during the season, they're going to be looking.
Yeah, I look at it like, you know, we always see it happen and we get – people get upset, but the team is not solidified until the first game.
And I
believe that they're going to find somebody. But then I also look at this, Charles. Like, you had it. I've seen it for years where coaches make a difference. We went through a period where guys came in here, they stayed the same or they didn't get better. Some of them got worse. But Adam, they showed last year that they know how to get the best out of what they have.
Yeah.
So somebody that has
Luvu, I mean, that joker, he showed that he's a baller.
Yeah.
And they can put him in positions and make him even better than he was now that they see how he plays. And, I mean, so they have some talent here. Don't overlook what's already in the building. and having it getting better. And the defensive coaches, I mean, Richie Pettibone was just so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He put us in the best positions to be the best that we could be. And sometimes if you're rigid as a coordinator, then you don't take advantage of what you have. And so they need to take advantage of what they have. I know Luvu can do a standing long jump.
How awesome was that?
He was crashing that doggone quarterback sneak. I mean, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the gifts that you already have on the team. And then, you know, they're always looking. All during the year, they'll be looking for somebody on the wire, somebody. Yeah. There'll be somebody. This team isn't, as Brian said, it's not completely assembled.
Well,
and it won't be. It'll always be a work in progress.
Totally.
Well, to that point, Charles, a couple guys last year kind of came on late, and one guy was on the wire. Jalen Holmes was a kid they signed about halfway through the season, played his college ball at Ohio State.
Okay, well, that tells you a lot right there.
Big, long guy, 6'5", I think, with real length. He finished pretty strong for them, had two sacks kind of down the stretch. And then another guy was Jean-Baptiste, was a seventh rounder.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, did either of those guys show you anything?
I like you're absolutely correct. And these guys are just, you know, they're. I remember my first year, I was behind Dexter, and I ended up getting three sacks that year, and that was, you know, great for, you know, rookie that didn't start. But the next year I exploded. The next year, mm-hmm. I took over Todd Liebenstein's position over on the left side. Dexter stayed on the right side, and then all of a sudden I had 10.5 sacks, just mm-hmm. like that.
But see, that's
I mean, it just from give, one give these guys a chance.
1 year to the next can be a world of difference. Somebody that's on the roster today, like I always say, people get crazy over names. But you know what those names are? They didn't have names prior, so they had to build that.
Yeah.
And then somebody on your
Brian,
team
that
do the same
thing. We had that little tape on our helmet saying Mitchell. Man, you know, they didn't know who we were.
Exactly.
Until they did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Charles, man, thank you. It's funny. I'm saying Charles, sir, dude. Charles. Charles, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Charles, dude. I'll see you tonight sometime later, right?
Yeah, you will. You'll see me tonight. And, hey, JP, you called me the other day. I got it late, and I did, you know,
all
so
good.
I apologize because I like to call people back. So.
All good. You could probably guess what I was calling about now that we know all the news that had come out.
All right, Charles.
All right, guys. Be you well. Brother.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Bye.
All right, Charles, man. I've told him before, when I was a little kid playing at Maplewood, I wore number 71 because Charles Mann was the coolest. When
at JP.
I was not much of an edge rusher, though. Coming up at 11, PFT Commenter joins the program.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.